Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. Very excited about having our good buddy Wayne Cruz back on the show. Wayne is an original founding member of the Brain Trust. That means he's been with us since 1998 or earlier. He's Vice President for Policy and Director of Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. He's the co-author of a book that I've enjoyed reading over the years and learning more about, Copy Fights. Along with our good buddy Adam Thierer, and he's here to talk to us about something that's very important that you and I need to know more about so we can help change some things. Wayne Cruz, welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's my pleasure to be with you again, Jim.
Good to have you back.
And, happy Thanksgiving.
yeah, you too. Hey, Wayne, you know, one of the things that makes me, you know, my wife gets mad at me sometimes because I scream at the television. Mm-hmm. Do you ever scream at the television? You know, when politicians are on there and on the one hand, they just walked out of a meeting where they did something.
Well, you have to scream, otherwise they won't hear you.
Exactly. But
you
got to
do that, Jim.
But I mean, they're on the one hand, they've just walked out of a meeting of a committee mm-hmm. or a vote where they've just voted on some new regulation or some new tax or didn't do something that would help small business owners. And then they walk out and they say, why we don't understand why small businesses aren't hiring more people. You know, we're trying to do everything we can for small business. That's when I yell at the television.
Yeah, and you have to explain it over and over and over because every new innovation or every new industry, I mean, I just heard you all, I only caught the tail end. I wish I'd heard the rest, but in social networking, there are new proposals for regulations there that to the extent that stuff is going to help small business, you know, the regulations could be bad things, but politicians can be convinced, say that, you know, new regulations in the steel industry are going to, and you can spend a few hours explaining why those new regulations are going to hurt, and they'll go, yeah, I get that. And then they'll say, well, what about the banking industry or what about the healthcare industry? And so we go back and forth, and it's our job, I think, most of your listeners are people who are in business and who are out there making money. What groups
trying to make money, Wayne.
But we're trying to, what we want to do is make sure that politicians don't mess the game up. And I had just done a brief article, I think I sent you about rules stacking up as small business grows. And we do the annual survey of regulatory trends.
Right.
And the trends are always up rather than, you know, and politicians to me, and the way we try to present things and when we testify and do our work and put out our papers or coalition letters and so forth, we urge them to look for ways to, you know, you don't have to tell the grass to grow, just take the rock off
of
it. To look for ways to remove those barriers to small business job creation. But often we do just the opposite. Rules coming out of the healthcare bill.
I want to get into some of those specifics a little bit later in the show.
Sure.
But I want to ask you a question. I've got this theory. The reason we have so many regulations is because the government passes a new law or new regulation that people are supposed to comply with. Then somebody finds a way to defeat that. They find a way to abuse it, to break the law, to break the regulation. They do something bad, and they aren't caught by the people who are supposed to be checking them. There are laws that are against what they did that these people are then put in jail on. But when the government sees that these people broke those laws, even though it was nothing more than not being, you know, not being caught in time, the government says we need more regulations. That wasn't enough when really all we needed was more oversight. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think politicians need to be or feel they need to be seen as doing something.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's why we're patting down grandma at the airport.
That's exactly what happened. It's why we have Sarbanes-Oxley, too.
And it's why we have Sarbanes-Oxley. It's why even someone like Joe Barton on privacy regulation is saying, I agree with the Obama administration that we might need a privacy czar. Now, we just spent months talking about how having these czars can be a bad idea and their unaccountability to voters and all that can be a bad thing. Then he praises that notion. Committing fraud online, identity fraud online, or stealing someone's identity, or misrepresenting what
those things
are already crimes.
It's already against 16 laws. Crimes.
Exactly. So this new legislation being proposed, you know, this do not track proposal and things like that, all of that stuff creates hassles for small business that don't have the means to deal with it. The bad guys are going to still do the bad stuff.
That's exactly right.
And we ought to keep our emphasis on...
We don't need to add more regulations. Hold on to that thought, Wayne. We've got to take a quick break. Wayne Cruz is our guest. We're going to get into some of the specific things that Wayne sees out there that's coming at you and me that's going to cost us money and hold us back, frankly. It's going to put the rock on our grass, as he said. 10-20 tell. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.